Saturday, July 15th, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Creed and is taken from Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by this demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man for whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Healing. Luke's lengthiest report of an exorcism is also his most dramatic. In the Gerasene region, Jesus frees a disturbed and threatening demon-possessed man. The magnitude of this man's suffering often leads the pious Christian to dread evil spirits and wonder what prevents any of us from being the object of their attacks. But we do well to take note that demons exist. We may also trust in Jesus, whose resurrection has disarmed the forces of sin, death, and even Satan himself. On the cross, the devil thought he had won. God would die, and victory would be his. But the empty tomb of Christ vanquished any notion that Satan would have a final say. Even death did not have the last word. It was Christ and his victory that set us free like the man possessed when first he was rid of the demons. We too are set free to worship and praise our loving God for all he has done for us. Let shouts of Alleluia ring forth. Amen.